Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is habit-forming pairing behaviors. So, what the concept of this is around this time of the year, so New Year's, people are trying to create new habits. So you want to get in the routine of eating healthy or exercising, or just kind of other, maybe like drinking more water in the mornings or throughout the day. Maybe even just getting up at an earlier time of the day so you can feel like you get better started and don't start your day so rushed. But there's usually some kind of new habit we want to get into. And there might be some benefit to the topic we're going to discuss today about how to create consistency with that new habit so that way it becomes an old habit and it's just something that you always do now. And pairing behaviors, what that refers to is pairing a new habit with something that we already do consistently. And there's kind of a term that we want to look for here is called choice driven. So if we have a habit that is a choice right now, we want to pair that habit with something that doesn't seem like it's a choice. It's just something we automatically do. So we want to pair new choice driven habits with something that isn't a choice, that isn't choice driven. An example of this for on a daily basis would be maybe in the morning with brushing your teeth. So you probably have the form or just the habit of brushing your teeth every day without really even thinking of it. You just do it. You don't really analyze whether you should or shouldn't do it on a daily basis. It's just something you do. So that would be a good thing to pair a new habit that does feel like it's choice driven. And that way, every time you brush your teeth, you would remember to do this new habit. If the new habit is left on its own, kind of hanging out in the middle of the day or arbitrary to any time of the day, we can tend to forget it. Whereas if you pair it with something, say every time I brush my teeth, I will blank, whatever the habit is. Then every time you brush your teeth, you're going to remember to do that. And you're pretty much going to remember to brush your teeth every day. So therefore, you'll now remember that new habit every day. So that's what we're looking for, is we want to look for habits that we do every single day that are pretty consistent, we really never miss them. So that way, when we pair the new habit, we won't miss it. So an example is maybe you shower in the morning or you shower at night. So you want to pair this new habit with every time you take a shower. Or if you're a coffee person, you can maybe have the new habit paired with when you go drink your coffee in the morning. So maybe you have a coffee maker at home. You can put a reminder, maybe a sticky note or something on the coffee maker that reminds you of the new habit. So I have an example of my alarm on my phone. The alarm on my phone, I have the option to give it a label where I can call the alarm something. So maybe I want to, you can label it whatever. But that's typically what I use as like a little messenger for myself. Because every time I have to hit the snooze button or I have to turn the alarm off, I see what it's labeled. So it comes up on my screen. So one of the things I'll do is I'll pair some kind of motivational thing or something I'm working on, and I'll make that as a reminder so that way I start the day with it fresh in my brain. So I remember a while back I took on the challenge of trying to get up earlier every day so that way I could get a side project, a personal project completed. And what I did was I would give myself reminders. So sometimes I would write, strengthen yourself. And then that would be the phrase that I would see that. I've also just wrote, like, in there, get up. So something very basic. So it kind of can be anything. And then I typically find that reminders and motivators like that, they don't last. So it might work for a day or two or even three or maybe even a whole week. But then you have to refresh it or update it because it becomes something that you kind of see now and it lost its punch. So it kind of lost its significance to you and how it'll catch your attention. So I've used a lot of phrases. Some of them are not very nice. Some of them are, I get motivated by sarcasm and calling myself a big baby sometimes. So sometimes my messages to myself are pretty aggressive, but I'm not a morning person. So I don't need a lovey-dovey message in the morning. If I need to get out of bed, I need something aggressive, something that's going to remind me of the true value of why I set that goal in the first place. So why the nighttime Rob thought it would be a really good idea to piss off the morning Rob and get up really early. So it can be whatever, but that's an example of something I use on a daily basis. So, and then a nighttime thing would be, I've done this before, is I wear contact. I'm actually blind in my left eye, so I only wear one contact in my right eye. And so I'll set a reminder next to my contact case. So I'm going to take my contact out every night. So I'll set a reminder or something that I want to do. So, for example, if it's a therapy thing or maybe I'm working on rehab, then I want to, for example, do muscle treatments on my calf or my ankle or a torn muscle. So I will set the treatment device next to my contact case. So that way when I take my contact out at night, I'll see that treatment device and then I'll make sure I address the problem. So I've done that for different things. Like I had a while back, about a couple years ago, I worked on my shoulder and I had to fix some shoulder injuries. So I had a red band at home that I would drape over my dresser next to my contact case. So every night when I went to take out my contact, I'd see that red band. So I would do my red band activities and then I would take my contact out. So that's an example of something that I was going to take my contact out every single day. But if that red band was set in the corner, it was thrown somewhere else, I might not see it, I might forget it, or I might just conveniently forget it. So where we kind of remember, but we don't want to do it, so we just kind of lie to ourselves and push it off. But if that band is sitting literally on top of my contact case, then I will have to literally move the band in order to take my contact out, and then it's a full-on choice that I did not do it. So I can't hide behind any kind of bullshit self-lying. I will have to have known that I chose not to be successful that day. And I hate that, so I won't do that. So another thing we have is, what if you have a habit or something that you want to do that you know you have to do on a regular basis? So something that you have to do multiple times a day. And that would be an example. I just told someone actually today about this, is they have a hip issue. And we were talking about a body weight exercise they can do for their hip. So they actually just stand on one leg and they rotate forward and backward, and it kind of helps them activate their glute versus their hip flexor. And there's a bunch of reasonings behind that. But essentially what it is they just have to stand on one leg and kind of tilt forward and tilt backward. And if they do 10 reps at a time, that's enough to kind of turn on the muscle and get them more aware of it. So what we have them doing is every time they use the restroom is right after they flush the toilet, they are supposed to do 10 reps of that exercise. It only takes 20 seconds, by the way. So, yes, they will look like a little bit of a crazy person if they're in a public restroom. But it's something that you can't reason away 20 seconds. You just chose not to do it. You know, if you don't do it, then, and it was only 20 seconds long, you chose to be a loser that day. You chose not to be successful. You chose to fall behind, to not reach your goals. Those were choices. Okay? So if it's only 20 seconds, you can choose to do that and fit it in. So that's basically their goal, is they're going to flush the toilet, do 10 reps of their exercise, and move on. And if they do that every time they go to the bathroom, it's going to get a couple sets of 10 every day. So that way they'll get enough volume in that it'll actually be successful and be effective. Another thing we have is maybe there's something you want to do and you need it multiple times a day. So you'd kind of correlate it to eating. So maybe before you eat your food, you're going to do a certain thing every day. And maybe it's only a minute or 2 minutes or something like that. So, for example, the hip exercise is that person could choose to pair the hip exercise every meal, like either before they eat or after they eat, something like that. Another one we have is a phone screen. So every day we look at our dang phones. So I'm one of the biggest violators of that. So my business is run off my phone. So I look at my phone about a million times a day. And so you can use phone screens like screensavers. I'll even use the background, the backdrop of my phone. And I'll take all my icons and I'll put them on the second page. So in the very first page, literally the only thing I'll see is my reminder. And that way when I turn my phone on, I see that reminder. If I don't do it that day, then I clearly chose not to do it. It wasn't a mistake. And if I see it, it'll help me remind myself and stay motivated. So that way I will keep up and be consistent with that habit. So there are some examples. But if you pair a choice-driven habit, something that you are going to choose whether you do or don't do, if you pair that with a non-choice habit, something you automatically do, that'll help you be way more consistent with that new habit and consistent enough that it can become an old habit. It can become something that you do without choice. So, for example, some people, they want to get into a workout routine. So maybe every day after work, they would want to go work out, but they're falling out of the habit and they just seem to be driving straight home. So one thing you can do is take your gym clothes with you to work or put them in your car. So that way you don't have the excuse of having to go home to change your clothes. You can also schedule to meet a friend. So maybe you get off work and you could be at the gym at 5:30, but you head home, you say you're going to change, you say you're going to get something quick to eat, and all of a sudden you don't go to the gym. So you can schedule to meet a friend at 5:30 and say, hey, you know, if I meet that friend, they're going to be standing there waiting for me. That's my motivation to go. And it also gives you more of a social interaction, so maybe you and your friend can work out together. So it doesn't even have to be. It can just be a friend that you say hi to and tell them, hey, if you ever don't see me here today, you know, shoot me a text and, you know, give me some crap, and then you can do the same for them. So you don't even have to work out together. You can just literally just see each other and say, hey, I see you today. You're good today. And then also you can choose to join a class. So those are fun. So again, it gives you more social aspect. Classes sometimes are a little bit easier on people because everything's kind of scripted. You just have to follow along. You don't have to kind of choose what you're doing. And you have other people around you. It just kind of gives a little more excitement for some people. Or you can hire a trainer. So some people will do that. So I have clients who know perfectly fine what to do. They just like the accountability of having me there. And maybe we only meet, you know, every Monday. But I see them on the Monday. I ask them how their previous week was. So they know there's some level of accountability. And then maybe I can teach them new things each week that they can try throughout that week. So it gives them something fresh and exciting to work on so they don't get bored with the same ho-hum, you know, stuff every single week. So that's one example of trying to get work as a more consistent habit. What about healthy eating? So some of the things we want to do for there is making sure that the meals that you want to have are quick and easy. So if you feel like you have to cook a three-course dinner every single meal, you're not going to do it. Okay, so make sure the meals are quick and easy. And then something you can do for accountability is tell a friend. You can ask a friend to participate. You know, maybe if you're going to go on a healthy eating plan. One of the things I'd really recommend, though, if you quote-unquote diet with a friend, is don't compare results. Instead, compare your adherence. So you guys can maybe compare, like, maybe you each have, like, say, 3 or 4 meals a day that you know you're supposed to eat well. Let's go with 4, just so we can have a consistent number. So you have 4 meals a day that you're going to try to eat well. And you have 7 days a week, so that's 28 meals. So what you and your friend can do is compare each week and say, hey, out of 28, how many did you get that were good meals? Or how many meals did you miss? So maybe they only got 22 good meals and they missed or ate bad meals for 6 of them. Well, if you got 5, you technically win. So you want to compare adherence, not results. Because everyone is different, and you guys might have different goals. So if you compare adherence, you can have somebody who's trying to build, trying to gain weight and build muscle, and you can go right along with them even if you're trying to lose weight. Because you both would have what you should be doing, and you can compare how many times you did the right thing versus the wrong thing. You don't have to compare your results. So that's a really fun thing to do for somebody who has, you know, spouses, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Is comparing. So in adherence, so that way you guys can work together, but the husband doesn't feel like he has to do weight loss if the wife is, or the wife doesn't have to feel like, you know, she's against the husband's goals. So you guys don't have to compete on the same goal. You can actually just compare adherence and see how well you're doing at adhering to the right things. That is a much, much, much better approach, and it's much more fair and realistic. So people do lose weight differently at different rates, and it's not fair to compare only results because one person might not be as working as hard as the other person. So instead, compare adherence. Okay. You can also use social media. So that's another way to kind of help you hold yourself accountable. So you can use it to maybe motivate friends and family. You can either educate people on experiences. So maybe that week you learned something interesting or new, and you want to include that in a post. But if you make a post, say, every week about your progress, that's something that can be fun and give you a sense of accountability. And you're probably going to be on social media every damn day anyhow. So that's something that you can pair with a consistent habit. Okay, we consistently look at social media, so you can make a post every week, and that'll help kind of keep you on track. Now, what if people don't like seeing your fitness goals? Well, screw them. So if they're a friend or family or they're following you, they would want you to be happy and healthy. So they would want to see you doing the right things. If they express like, oh my gosh, all you ever do is post about your, you know, food or this or that. Well, they can unfollow you. They don't have to read everything that you post. Okay? So don't live your life and do what you want to do based on what they want or what somebody else says. So if somebody doesn't like seeing you eating well because they feel bad about themselves, well, screw them. They need to step up, not bring you back down. So forget that stuff. So do what makes you happy, regardless of what they say. Now, okay, here we go. So listen to this part. Do whatever you have to do to eliminate that same excuse that always holds you back. Okay? So we all pretty much know something that kind of holds us back from living a little bit healthier, a little bit happier life. So for me, for a really long time, I hated to get up in the mornings. So I'd always get up at the last minute, start my day rushed, eat some kind of quick breakfast, barely get into the gym in time for my first client, and kind of there on throughout the rest of the day, I always felt like I was playing catch up. Well, I broke that habit and I started getting up earlier, and I learned that even though I hate getting up every single day, and I still don't like it, I mean, it's a natural part of my body to hate waking up, apparently, but I feel like I'm calmer and happier throughout the day. I don't feel as rushed because I already got more stuff done by that time of the day compared to when I don't wake up early. So it gives me an overall happier mindset throughout the entire day, even if I have to hate the mindset and the grumpiness of getting up for that little bit time in the morning. So that's something that I've done for myself, is I knew that there was always that excuse of, I can't get up in the mornings. I can't get up in the mornings. Well, I can. I just wasn't making the choice to. So saying I can't get up in the mornings is absolute bullshit. I was choosing not to get up in the morning. So now I am choosing to get up in the morning, get up on time, and live my life with less pressure and in a happier state. So make the choice to do the right thing, to eliminate that stupid same excuse that always holds you back. Okay? So find a way to control it, find a way around it. If you're not sure, email us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I've had over 1,000 clients. I promise you're not so special that whatever you're dealing with, no one else on the planet has ever dealt with before. So if you're not sure how to work around it, send us an email at what is going on, and we'll help you figure out a way around it, okay? So if you really want help, I'll help you. Now, if you're afraid to get that help because it's going to hold you accountable, well, you better be damn ready when you send that email, because I will send you a response, and I will send you a reply on how to fix it. So if you send me an email, be ready to take in charge of your life and make a difference, because we're going to find you a way, okay? So that is one of the tips you can do for forming good habits, is pairing a choice-driven behavior with a non-choice behavior. That is going to help you develop a lot more consistency with that new habit, and then that consistency will eventually allow it to become something that's automatic and doesn't feel so forced. So hopefully that's a helpful tip, and it's something that can help you be more successful towards your current goals. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.